In 2001, the Indiana University Art Museum acquired a number of works by the 20th century painter Pierre Daure, a Spanish-born realist who spent his adult life in France and the United States. Drawing upon Daure's portraits of himself, his wife, and his daughter, museum director Heidi Gelt has organized the exhibition Pierre Daure Picturing Attachments, which will travel to three more museums in 2015. As WFIU's Yael Cassander reports, the story of Daure's life and work doesn't fit the pattern we've come to expect.
We've all heard the story of the artist who has to suffer in order to create. And the story of the artist who thrives on romantic drama is also terribly familiar. One 20th century master is probably just as well known for his love life as his pictures.
Picasso with his transitory relationships.
Heidi Gelt is the director of the IU Art Museum.
Picasso is an interesting case because with each relationship, a whole new narrative and sometimes to a certain extent even a style changed.
The extent to which an artist's personal life informs his or her creative process is a topic of ongoing research for Gelt.
Picasso was one of the artists who created the myth, in a way, an unusual myth, that artists' autobiographies and their creativity are entirely intertwined.
Because Picasso's autobiography was so colorful, the myth tends to equate artistic genius with the roving eye. So it may come as a surprise to stumble across a painter dedicated to his wife and child, whose autobiography was equally central to his creative enterprise.
I mean, when you look into that, walk into that gallery and see a show that's about three people, the artist, the wife, and his daughter, and you see how diverse it is, and unboring, in a sense, and you're covering his whole lifespan, that's pretty remarkable.
The remarkable story of Pierre Daure provides a refreshing alternative to that of Picasso, with whom he nonetheless shares a number of biographical similarities. Daure, whose works are currently on view at the IU Art Museum, was born in Spain in the late 19th century and actually studied with Picasso's father as a teenager. Like Picasso before him, Daure came to Paris to further his art education and fell in with an avant-garde circle. And, as with Picasso, there was romance.
So he meets and falls in love with Louise when she comes to Paris as a young student in 1928.
Louise Blair was a well-born Virginian who'd just graduated from Bryn Mawr.
I mean, they literally just fell in love.
Here is where the Spanish artists' lives diverge. Unlike Picasso, Daure mated for life.
Somehow or other was a true love story. They truly loved each other and made each other happy for a lifetime. That's the best thing that can possibly happen to anyone, and it happened to an artist who expressed it in his work.
So what does that look like? We can trace Picasso's love affairs through his parade of models and stylistic chapters, but in Daure, we get a view of happily ever after.
Throughout his life, no matter what stage it was, whether it was courting Louise, marrying Louise, enjoying the arrival of a child, about to leave for war, returning from war, being in exile, end-of-life stages, no matter what stage his life is in, there's a relevance, creatively speaking, very importantly, to his own existence with his family. And that you don't see so often.
Daure's art-making and family life were of a piece from the start. Within months of falling in love with Louise, Pierre gave her a self-portrait. The personal nature of this particular work of art becomes clear from their correspondence.
In the archive, I found a drawing that Louise had made on the top of a letter that she writes to Pierre when she says, "My dear Pierre, I am kissing the self-portrait you gave me." And she draws herself in bed with the self-portrait next to her, which is so adorable.
In addition to giving himself to his beloved in painted form, Pierre worshipped Louise in paint, starting with her engagement portrait, which hangs in the show and now belongs to the museum.
And then when they marry, he dresses Louise up in fancy dress, as I call it, the way Rembrandt and Rubens and lots of other artists had dressed up their wives, sort of exulting in their beauty. They dress them up. And in his case, and a couple of other artists did this, the native costume. In his case, it's his native costume. So he's dressing her up in mostly Spanish costume at first.
Pierre continues to paint his bride, albeit demurely, all the way through her pregnancy.
So they have Martha. Martha was the apple of their eyes. The notebooks that I found with full of sketches of Louise nursing, Louise feeding the baby, burping the baby sleeping. You know, it's just adorable.
Daura the artist embraced the domestic sphere. By the time Martha was born, the Dauras had decamped from Paris to a medieval house in the village of Saint-Cirq-la-Popie.
For him, house and home and family were so intertwined, he actually sculpted portraits of his family on the timbers of the house, and then he painted murals about Louise and Martha inside the house. He painted Martha's namesake, Saint Martha, her legend in the hallway of the house. So he really bonded the house and the home and the family together artistically.
But he also painted Martha on canvas. Pierre's formidable portraits of his daughter are the crown jewels of the show.
That's Martha listening to Ivanhoe. Yeah.
In the portrait of Martha at 13, we see a young girl with long brown braids and a red shirt dress, her intelligent face lost in the story her mother was reading to help her pass the time. He painted her again 2 years later.
So here's Martha in her graduation dress, which I also love.
The warm hues against the cool dress, so beautiful.
Yeah.
And his ability to create texture of skin.
Yeah, he developed this wonderful sense of volume and still a kind of simplified. He was a modernist, you know. Things are generalized, but then he adds just enough specificity to make it almost seem hyper-real, you know. A beautiful sense of...
Pierre Daura was a modernist, just one you haven't heard of. Although there have been at least two biographies written about Daura, and his paintings belong to collections around the world and in 36 museums across the United States, why isn't he a household name, like, say, another Spanish modernist?
That's an interesting question. Why wasn't he better known? And people have been asking me that question. And I think it was a number of things. One is they very consciously left Paris at its most influential time, when they were big-time players. They were with all the seminal artists, and they chose this very quiet life in Saint-Cirq-la-Popie instead.
But not only did Daura leave Paris, he abandoned the foray into abstraction that he had initiated within his very progressive artistic milieu. This, too, he may have done for love.
Certainly, Louise is one of the influences that brought him back to the world of realism. In that way, he's like Picasso. You know, Picasso could have gotten, after Cubism, gone straight to abstraction. But I think for Picasso, too, telling stories is far more enjoyable when you can create a pictorial language that tells that story one way or another. And so I think for Pierre, too, referencing the people that mattered meant you wanted to kind of go back to realism. So it was an emotional motivation that takes you back to another kind of art form.
Folding an artist like Daura, whose life took such a different path from Picasso's, back into art history, not only challenges the archetype of the artist as Don Juan, but enriches the story of modern art.
What this tells us, too, is that good, solid, wonderful, valuable artists were quietly creating in their own voices with their own choices.
And it makes me wonder, how many other archives, how many more attics are going to open up with all of these paintings?
I hope and lots and lots, because it's just, we're all the richer for it.
Yeah.
The beauty about art is that there's room for all of them. Uh-huh. You know, having Pierre Daura come in doesn't make Picasso any less important or Jackson Pollock any less important. It just adds another voice to the chorus.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
Pierre Daura, Picturing Attachments, is on view at the Indiana University Art Museum through December 21st. In 2015, the show travels to the Georgia Museum of Art, Lynchburg College, and the University of Richmond.